beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine, please? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Thought about you all last evening and all day today. How are you? Have somebody to visit with you. Oh, it's not an armadillo. No. It's something much smaller than an armadillo. You probably know, don't you? It's a bird in a cage. It's a canary bird, and he's yellow.
A canary? How are you, yellow bird?
Do you remember Lady Elaine Fairchild saying to X, how do you bird watch? And X saying, you have got to sit still. That's the first thing. Well, let's sit very still and watch yellow bird for a moment. Do you like to swing, yellow bird? Do you? Oh, I wish I could just open up the cage and let yellow bird out. Yeah. But I mustn't do that, because he really couldn't take care of himself if I did. No, he wasn't born and raised in the woods, and so he just doesn't have... Hi. Hi. Every once in a while he goes... But he wasn't born in the woods, so he can't take care of himself if he would get out there. In fact, he's used to having somebody give him some food and some water. Would you like some? Would you? Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the kitchen and have some food and water. Just pretend you're up on a tree now, Birdie. I'll get it for you and be right back. Yeah. Here's some food. They like little bits of grain because they have tiny, tiny beaks. There. That's good. Now some water. These will fit right into its cage. Do you have a pet? Do you feed your own pet? Come on, let's give these. Now that's the water. Now over here's the grain. Oh, you're excited, aren't you? There. There you are, yellow bird. Yeah. You know that canaries are one of the most common birds there are? You know that? Yep. They're just everywhere. You can find them all over the place. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely. There's your food. And I like you as you are. I like you as you are.
See it eating?
Without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, because I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition. That means how your face looks. And with your kind permission, I'll shout it to us, Dawn. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are. You hungry birdie? Sure do. How would you like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe? I think it's about time for the trolley, don't you? Let's go see. Come along, yellow bird. In to see the trolley. Could you sit right there, please? And we'll be together. Ta-dum-ta-dum. It's time, I think. Let's look and see. Do you see the neighborhood? There, that's Daniel's clock. And there's the frog's pond. And the museum go-round. And X's tree. And Henrietta's house. And there's the factory. And there's the trolley. Sure enough, it is time. Come on in, trolley. We're ready to go with you. There you are. How are you, trolley? Good. We'd like to come to the neighborhood of make-believe with you. Good. I've got my canary friend with me, and we'll be right along, okay? In we go. Ready to go?
Brown thrasher, scarlet tanager, go, oh, why can't I learn you easier? One, two, three, four. One, two. Maybe if I turn it around a little bit. Now, abracadabra, I know you, I know you, I know you. Do I know you? Do I know you? Do I know you, scarlet tanager? Oh, I can't read. Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, Lady Elaine.
All I need is not to be disturbed, but everything's disturbing me today.
What are you doing, Lady Elaine?
You can see what I'm doing. What are you doing, X?
Well, I'm people watching today.
What do you mean, people watching?
I mean, I'm watching people. You want to be a bird watcher and watch birds. I'm interested in watching people.
Well, what are you finding out?
Lots of things. Lots of things.
Like what?
Well, like when you try something that's too hard for you, you get angry at yourself if you can't do it right away.
What do you mean?
I mean, aren't you trying to learn the names of all those birds on that chart there?
Yes, and I just need some quiet, and I just can't seem to get any quiet here.
No, you don't need quiet, Lady Elaine. You need to take those birds one at a time.
Well, you said you'd help me, and you didn't do it, so I'm trying my best to do it on my own.
Why do you think I'm here now, Lady Elaine?
Well, anyway, these things are too hard for me.
The way you're doing it, they are, sure. Now, we're going to take them one at a time.
Okay, which one first?
I'm first.
You? You mean I'm going to learn the owl first?
That's it. That's the bird I know most about. Now, I've got some pictures here in the museum, and if you'll just wait a minute, I'm going to go in there. And for rainbow's sakes, why don't you just forget about this chart? My goodness, you can't learn them all at once. Why, I don't even know all those birds myself.
Oh, all right. Get the ones you want me to learn.
I'd like you to take care of all the decorations, Lady Elaine.
All the what?
All the decorations.
Decorations for what?
Oh, for the peace party.
Oh, did something fall to pieces and you're having a party to put them back together?
No. You see, Great Uncle Friday said we could all take off our uniforms and we wouldn't have to ask anyone his name, rank, or serial number anymore.
Oh, you mean like the war, and now you're having a peace party.
Right, and I'd like you to take care of all the decorations.
Oh, that's grand.
Hi there, Lady Evelyn. Could you hold those for me, please?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
We are having a lesson in owls plus one.
Oh.
What do you mean, owls plus one?
Well, I've got a little extra one for you in the pack.
Oh, good.
Owls plus one. Now, the first owl that you will see held by Lady Evelyn is called the Great Horned Owl.
The Great what?
The Great Horned Owl, like it has horns, you know.
Oh, I see.
It is the most powerful owl of all.
The what, dear?
The most powerful owl of all.
Oh, well, are you that one? Are you a great horned owl, X?
No, I'm more of a screechy.
More of a what?
More of a screechy. I mean a screech owl. Show the next one, please.
Yes.
I'm trying to be very professor-like here.
Okay.
Now, this owl is the barn owl.
Oh, the barn owl. Let me guess where he lives. In the barn?
That's right. He often makes his home in the barn. Hello there, Barney. Oh, I like that owl, don't you?
Yeah.
Good. Now, the next one is the one who lives in a tree, and he is called the screech owl.
Oh, that's nice. You make your home in a tree, don't you, dear?
I surely do. That is a screech owl. Now, those are the three owls I want you to note for today. And the last one is a...
Well, that doesn't look like an owl at all.
Good for you, Lady Elaine. Good for you. It is not an owl. It is a dove.
A what?
A dove.
Oh, isn't that a pretty name, Dove?
Dove.
Can you say Dove, dear?
Dove.
Dove.
It rhymes with love.
It surely does. Oh, I like that.
As a matter of fact, it is kind of a loving kind of a bird. A bird of peace it is.
Oh, that's grand. Now let me
see
you. That's
perfect.
I'm going to say abracadabra, and then I'll be able to tell you those birds all together.
Oh.
Abracadabra. The great screech, the barn, the dove, the...
It doesn't work like that, Lady Elaine. You do not learn things by magic. I'm trying to tell you that.
Oh, Lass, but I thought I'd try once more.
No, you have got to learn your trade. You've got to work at it. You've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. If you want to make the grade, you've got to practice. You have got to learn your job, not simply turn a knob. You've got to practice, right?
Right.
You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. Mm-mm. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up. No. Or walk by sitting down. No, you've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. When you see what you have made, you'll shout, "Look here!" The fact is, with a fair amount of practice, you can really positively learn your trade.
Learn your trade.
You've got to learn
your trade.
Okay, give me the cards. I'll study them.
Good for you, Lady Elaine.
That's right. Good for you, Lady Elaine. Now, you fly on off with me, and we'll do some bird watching together. I know you're going to like it. And forget about that chart.
And thank you about the decorations,
Oh,
Lady
you
Elaine.
Bet. I think maybe since this is a bird of peace, this dove thing, I'll just decorate with doves all over the castle.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Good idea, Lady Elaine.
And I'll dress myself up as a dove, too. Come on, dear.
Oh, look at all those birds she was trying to learn by magic. You could never learn that many birds by magic. You can't learn anything by magic. Oh, they're just too many. Hello, Mrs. Frog.
Good afternoon, Lady Applet.
I was hoping you would come by because I wanted to ask you to be in charge of all the refreshments for the peace party tomorrow.
Oh, I should be delighted, Lady Applet. Oh, have you any suggestions what I should prepare?
Well, no, just anything peaceful. Oh, I'm sure you'll think of something.
Oh, I know. I shall ask Chef Brockett to help me. Good day, Lady Applet.
Good day. Good day. Thank you. Oh, good. I've got this taken care of, and this taken care of, and this, and this. You've really got to learn your trade. X is so right.
How do you do, Lady Evelyn?
Wonderful! Look at your cap.
Thank you. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so good.
Oh, it's much nicer than that helmet.
Oh, it is, and you look so ladylike yourself.
Thank you.
How are you coming with the plans for the peace party?
Oh, very, very well. Lady Elaine said that she would take care of all the decorations.
Oh,
and
good.
X is going to help her.
Oh, very, very good.
And Mrs. Frog is going to do all the refreshments.
Oh, good.
And of course, King Friday will make a speech.
Oh, very, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Then we'll have a good day tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
And I'll do all I can.
I know you will.
Oh, good.
Here comes the trolley.
Hello, trolley.
Hello,
trolley. Prepare for peace party. Prepare for peace party. Now let's go.
So that's the neighborhood of make-believe, Yellowbird. Sure is. What do you think? The peace party tomorrow. And Lady Elaine is going to decorate with doves. Hey, picture as the dove right up there. You see him? Good for you, picture. And you heard what Lady Elaine said. Mm-mm. She learned that you can't learn anything by magic. No, sir. You never learn to feel by wearing gloves. Mm-mm. You never learn to smile with just a frown. You never learn to talk by shutting up or walk by sitting down. No, you've got to learn your trade. Everything takes practice. When you see what you have made, you'll shout, "Look here!" The fact is, with a fair amount of practice, you can really positively learn your trade. Yes, you can. You've got to learn your trade. That's right. Hey, somebody at the back door. Let's go see who it is. Mrs. Rubin, welcome.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
You have a whole lot of things in your tray.
I have a whole lot of birds in my tray.
Birds?
Yes. My friends are very interested in birds, and the other day they asked if they could make some.
Well, Lady Elaine's going to decorate the entire castle with doves tomorrow.
Well, for the peace party. Well, my friends didn't know very much about doves, but they certainly knew about birds, and they had so many different ideas about making them.
Oh, I'd like to see what they've done.
Okay, let me show you. Here are some that came straight out of the refrigerator. This is a potato bird made by a 4-year-old with paper wings and toothpick beak.
Well, good for the potato bird. 4 years old.
4 years old.
Isn't that a wonderful idea? Congratulations to the 4-year-old. Sure is. Oh, what's this?
Well, this is a member of a related family, the turnip bird, made with turnip, pepper, apple, and carrot.
Oh, all things that after you take them apart, you could eat them.
Absolutely, you just take them apart and eat them. And here's another one, a very special little bird. Can you figure out what it's made from?
Well, that looks like a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a radish?
It certainly is.
Gee, that's a nice bird with paper wings. Oh, boy. How old was the person who made that?
This was made by a 5-year-old. pretty good ideas, I'd say.
You bet they are.
Here was another idea by the same five-year-old.
That's cotton, isn't it?
Cotton and pipe cleaners. A very fluffy bird. And here's another one by a six-year-old using pipe cleaners in a different sort of way.
With a feather for a tail.
Right.
Could I fly it over to the pile?
Oh, I wish you would.
Over you go.
And the same six-year-old made this bird using cotton and a thumbtack and some crinkly paper for the feathers.
You must have very special friends.
They're very special friends because they have very special ideas, but I think most children can have very special ideas when they have enough things to have ideas from.
What do you do? Just go out in your yard and lay out all the different materials and just ask your neighbors to make things?
Practically. And when it rains, we do it on the kitchen table.
Good. Right here. Good.
Mm-hmm. And this one's made out of aluminum foil and pipe cleaners. And that's the end of a paper cup for the beak.
That is fun. That's a shiny bird.
Mm-hmm.
Fly bird, to your friends.
Now here's a bird that obviously wants to fly because he's left his nest.
Oh, that must be a bird that can live out in the woods.
Oh, I think so.
I have a canary and I always want to let it out of its cage, but I mustn't because it can't take care of itself. But
right.
This is one that can.
That was done by an eight-year-old. And then there are some families of birds. I think we could call this the stick and styrofoam family.
Yeah, they're fine, aren't they?
Complete with a cork beak and some paper wings and lots of feathers on that one.
It's just the ideas that count, isn't it?
I think that's the most fun. And this is the sponge family.
Hey!
Just made out of some old kitchen sponges, which you can cut.
They're not hard to cut, are they?
Not at all. These people used a scissors. This was done by a six-year-old and this by a five-year-old.
They all seem to want to fly to the same place. Birds go in flocks, don't they?
They seem to. I guess like people like to stay with each other, too.
Sure, if they're enjoying each other. Are those paper plates?
Two paper plates stapled together, big one and a little one.
Boy, you'd never think up all these ideas yourself.
Couldn't possibly. My friends always have much better ideas than I do. These two were made by the same little girl. She's 4 years old. I bet you can't guess who this is.
Almost looks like a person.
It does, but doesn't it remind you of a friend of yours with pointy ears and a big round head?
X the owl.
That's it.
He's the one who's teaching Lady Elaine about these birds.
Yes, so I heard. And this is a chicken by the same girl.
Piece of black paper and some yellow feathers.
Right.
4-year-olds, congratulations. There's another X, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is that a carrot?
Mm-hmm. That's a 6-year-old.
Just
X.
Like his beak, doesn't it? Just like X's beak. He says, hello, like that.
This is a bird made by an older child, a 10-year-old.
That's a beautiful bird, isn't it?
Isn't that lovely?
Congratulations, 10-year-olds. You make good birds, too.
And this is a bird made by a 5-year-old who had a wonderful idea. What do you think?
Hey, that's tremendous. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hey, it's beautiful. These scissors.
Right, just a pair of scissors.
And that can be the beak.
That's what she thought. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let's make some ourselves.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I have a few materials over here. Just a minute.
Alrighty.
I like to keep these things on hand in case creative people like you come by.
Well, I don't know if I can be as creative as my young friends, but I'll try. What would you like to make a bird with?
I'd like cotton, for one thing.
All right.
And a clothespin. I think I have some. Here's one.
There's a clothespin.
I've always thought of a clothespin as being a beak, you know, something like that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny, when I look at the clothespin, it makes me think of the tail feathers.
Oh, it could be the other end, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Could be a man, too, if you put on some arms. Or a lady, you put on a dress.
Huh? Or a tree, if you put on some leaves.
Let me see now.
I think I'll make mine into a bird.
Anything going on in your street today?
Well, I think my friends are pretty excited about their birds, but the one thing that they were disappointed about was that they didn't have any places for their birds to live, so I promised that as soon as I was finished showing them to you, I would go back and they could make some bird houses and bird feeders so they could feed their birds.
Good idea. Look at that. I'm
having fun with wings.
Are you using a clothespin too?
Mm-hmm. But it's a different kind of clothespin bird.
There he is. It's sort of a snowbird, I guess.
Well, I think we can introduce him, don't you?
How do you do? Hey, I like that. Oh, that's great. You've got wonderful ideas.
Oh,
could
I
keep yours?
Oh, I'd be very happy if you would.
You may have mine.
Oh, thank you.
Take them to your friends, all right?
All right.
I'll just fly this one in and have it meet my canary.
That's a good idea. I think I'd better go because my friends are really anxious to make the bird houses and bird feeders.
Oh, well, you'll come back, won't you?
Oh, I certainly will.
Thanks, Mrs. Rubin.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rubin.
Gee, and congratulate your friends for me, will you?
Oh, I will. They'll be so pleased.
Oh, that's great.
Bye.
What good ideas. What very good ideas. Don't tell me. It's time to go. Don't our visits go quickly? It's because we like each other so much. But you know when we'll be together again. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Come on. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it such a special day. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. Sure. There are lots and lots of people in the world, lots and lots of birds in the world. There's only one you in the whole world. Mm-hmm. And you're my friend. Yeah. Getting ready to go to work. I must take the birdie with me, too. Come on. There you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.